Welcome to the Holistic Lifestyle Co. podcast with your host, that's me, Stephanie. Here we unravel the world of wellness together, taking a 360 degree approach to holistic health, while taking a few detours into my personal journey and holistic health work along the way. As a holistic lifestyle coach, massage therapist, yoga and meditation teacher, as well as a fellow messy, chaotic human, there's quite a lot to explore. Let's get started. Welcome back. Oh my goodness, episode 2. Now, honestly, thank you. I have been blown away with your lovely comments, your, you know, the ratings that you guys have given me on here. And yeah, just your response to my little introduction, episode 1. Thank you. That has been so wonderful because I was obviously very nervous to put this podcast out there. It is, you know, raw, it is personal. This episode 2 is the most raw, the most vulnerable. It is the kind of depths of my soul bared, I suppose. We're going to talk through a little story that I've told a handful of people that I could count on my hands in my lifetime. And it's funny because this is the story of how I got to where I am in life now, this point in today, why I shifted my whole perspective and took the route of spiritual journey, I suppose, yoga, meditation, going into teaching that to others, opening the studio, running meditation teacher trainings, all of the things that I do, the holistic lifestyle coaching. It is all simply because of this one experience, this turning point in my life. I mean, some people might call it a spiritual awakening. I don't like that buzzwords like that, but it's kind of along the lines of that. So this is pretty raw. We are starting quite deep and heavy, so trigger warnings, we're talking about depression, we're talking a little bit about suicide, talking about death, trigger warning then. So yeah, if that's not for you today or at this point in your journey, hey, you know, leave this one, skip ahead to an episode that's coming out soon. But yeah, there's your little, just putting it out there. So yeah. Let's take a little dive back. It's important that we start with the shadow work. We start with the heavier stuff. That's what we should be doing anyway in life. We should be taking a moment to look at the heavy stuff that we carry, the baggage, the stuff that holds us back, keeps us small, the limiting beliefs, old heavy emotion that's stuck, stagnant in the body. It's so important that we understand what we're carrying through this journey, through this life. And start to take time to take care of that energy body of ours, to shed those layers that don't serve us, to identify them first and then let them go. So we're starting here, we're starting at the very beginning. Like I say, it's a pretty heavy episode to go straight into this early on in the podcast, but I mean, I want you to know who I am, why I am, why I talk about the stuff that I do, why I teach this stuff. For me, the share is the most important part. We all have experiences we've been through, and it's important to share. Like, our healing comes from firstly identifying what it is that we need to heal in ourselves, and then sharing, because we are not alone. We are not meant to walk this path alone. I mean, as Ram Dass says, we are all just walking each other home. And so, yeah, here we are. Now we're going to jump back to, to me being an absolute baby, like day I was born. Why don't we go all the way back there? So I was actually born in Bermuda. Not in the UK. I was born in Bermuda. My mum and dad lived there. And I was known as the devil child. I was not a happy baby. I was then not a happy toddler, not a happy child, not a happy teenager. I have the most amazing, wonderful, loving family. No problems, no childhood trauma, nothing. And so, yeah, is there anything that explains the heaviness that I kind of experienced as a child? Well, no. So let me take you back. When I was a child, toddler, going all the way up to a teenager, I felt like I just did not belong here. And I say here, I mean like on this planet. I was constantly frustrated. I felt like I didn't fit in with anything, with anyone. I saw my parents took me to so many different child psychologists. Had every sort of, my mum and my dad, they tried me on sort of herbal medication to try and just bring a little bit of balance into my life. And I was kind of diagnosed with childhood anxiety and depression, which I suppose is quite rare because you don't really hear about it. But yeah, I hated being a child. I felt like I didn't belong. I was like an adult in a child's body. So yeah, it was kind of horrible in terms of growing up, just feeling like we don't belong. And I know a lot of us have experienced that at points in our life, that we don't belong, we don't fit in. But this heaviness kind of came to a head when I was at university. I would say I was probably like, I don't know, it started to really hit deep when I was about 19, 20. And yeah, I genuinely just could not function like a human being. I remember anywhere I would go when I would like leave the flat that I lived in, because I went to uni in Manchester. So anywhere I would go, I would just not be able to contain like tears. They would just be pouring down my face for very little reason other than I just felt so heavy and low. I couldn't go anywhere without just having the wettest face of tears, I suppose. It didn't matter what I was doing, where I was going. I moved out of halls and living with people because I just needed to withdraw. I lived on my own. I kind of withdrew and just cut everybody off, I suppose. I wanted to simply sit in a dark room all day. I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to see anyone. Yeah, it was kind of like I felt like I'd kind of fallen down a well and I was at the bottom of this dark pit and life was going on up above and I just could not even start to crawl my way back up. I could not even begin. It just felt so heavy and dark. Nothing brought joy. I just completely withdrew from the world. And what's funny is that I always had this underlying sense of hope. I knew this isn't my life. I know I can see ahead and I know that things get better at some point. I couldn't visualize myself as a middle-aged woman feeling this way. I knew that there was, something else, even though, my whole life I'd felt incredibly low. My mum thought, it was a chemical imbalance, something in the body, because like I say, I'd had no experience, nothing heavy in my life. There was zero reason I felt like this. It kind of came to the point where I'd seen so many different doctors, psychiatrists, I'd had every different antidepressant, anti-anxiety, every medication under the sun. I tried herbal stuff. I'd had hypnotherapy, all of these things, some will work for some people, but for me, nothing. And it got really, really bad, where I remember the last sort of straw, I suppose, was going to this new psychologist, and I remember my mum drove me there and we had to pull over off the motorway on the way because I was just hysterical. Like, I was crying, where I just couldn't breathe. And this was like a daily for me. Like, I would just cry, I don't know, all waking hours. So she'd have to pull over and I would just cry. And then we'd carry on the car journey. And I just said, I remember we were sitting in the waiting room and I was kind of ready to go in and see this like last straw person. I thought, please let them be able to just help me or fix me, please. And I remember saying to my mum, like, if this doesn't work, like if they can't help me, I can't live like this. Like, I do not want to live. I can't be here. Which is a horrific and very heavy thing to say to anyone, certainly to your mum. Goodness, I don't know how she got through those years of my life. I just don't know how my family did it. God, it was a lot for them. But it was just the last straw. I just could not live like this. Nothing worked, nothing helped. So I, I kind of gave up with that and I went back to uni, and there was a night where I remember dreaming of suicide, which I hadn't dreamt of before, and I hadn't felt that that kind of call. I hadn't really felt that pull that strongly to this point, where I remember dreaming about it. And well, I lived on the 13th floor for one, and so I remember dreaming about suicide, and yeah, that was kind of the end of it. I was like, right, no. My mum and dad came and they picked me up that next day from uni and drove me home, and I emailed uni and I just said, like, I need to take some time out. So yeah, I took some time out. I didn't graduate for a year after everyone else in my class. So anyway, they drove me home. I got home, again, kind of had like a family dinner at the table, and they would just chat, and I felt like I was so not on the same planet. I just had tears streaming down my face. I couldn't speak. This is kind of, to this point, just the story of my life. This was just a daily for me. So I went to bed, and we all went to bed, and I can't remember the exact times. It was probably around 10 o'clock something. Everyone was in bed, my mum, my dad, and I was sort of drifting off to sleep. I was very much in that space between awake and asleep. My mum and dad at that dinner, the dinner that evening, they'd actually decided and said, look, what we're going to do is if you're still feeling this, I mean, why wouldn't I be? I'd been that long. But if this is how you're feeling tomorrow still, we'll take you to hospital. Like, we'll need to get you taken somewhere where you can stay and they can take care of you. So anyway, it was meant to be that the next day I was meant to basically be going to hospital. So I was just drifting off to sleep. That sort of awake and asleep state. And I remember I was lying on my side, on my left side. And my eyes were just kind of closing. And it's funny because you don't normally remember drifting off to sleep. This night was unlike any other night of my life, okay? So I remember drifting off to sleep, for one. And I remember as I was lying on my left side, head on the pillow and my eyes closed, and then I hear my granddad, and he said, well, my name's Stephanie, but everyone in my family has always called me Stevie. So anyway, he goes, hello, Stevie. And I remember sort of blinking my eyes open, like super sleepy, between that sleep and awake state. And yeah, he said, hello. And he said, how are you? And I remember putting my right hand down onto the bed, just pressing myself up a little bit, just kind of leaning on my right hand, pressing myself up, and sort of in front of me, of course, is the door to my ensuite. It's like a wooden door, and I can see his face in front of that door, and it was just his face, and it was golden, like glowing golden. It was kind of like face imprinted on the sun, I suppose. And he was there in front of me as I just sort of pushed myself up, and I could kind of see, I could just see through. It was funny, it was almost like golden translucent, his face, and I could see the ensuite door behind. When I've tried to think about this and describe it in the best way, if you ever watched Teletubbies and you remember the baby's face in the sun, it was kind of like that, but I could see through to the ensuite door, so like the details of everything. And so yeah, he said, hey, like, how are you? I pushed myself up. And I just sort of half smiled, and I was like, I'm okay. And I said to him, how are you? And he kind of gave this smile that he always did, and he smiled, and he was like, I am fine, thank you. And so I smiled, and I just lay my head back on the pillow, and I drifted back into that sleep. Now, this is kind of unusual because, by the way, my granddad was alive, FYI, at this point. I just sort of dropped into sleep, and I don't know if I was asleep for a few minutes. It felt roughly like 10, maybe 15 minutes, to the point where I heard the phone ringing in my mum and dad's room down the hall, and that like jolted me awake, because it was, I don't know, maybe quarter past, half past 10 at night at this point. People don't really call that late. So I remember like waking up, hearing the phone, and sort of jumping out of bed and like running into their room. I don't know why, I just needed to. I just felt like, okay, that's unusual that the phone's rang. So I ran in there, and I remember my dad had just got out of bed, and he was like white as a sheet, and he had like tears running down his face, and he gave me a hug, and he was really cold but clammy. And he said that yeah, basically the phone call. My granddad had just died like minutes before. And I said, I was like, no, he can't have. He was just in my room. He was just speaking to me. And my dad was like, what? And I was like, yeah, he was in my room just speaking to me. He said he was fine. Anyway, my dad sort of had to rush out, and he went to of course, go see my gran and just go see my granddad and my gran and just, yeah. So my mum was kind of sat in bed, and she kind of asked me what I meant. So I explained, I was like, he was just in my room. And then it started to sink in, and I was like, wait, obviously on the way through, like, he'd clearly died, like, you know, 10, 15 minutes before, and on the way through, like, passing through, I suppose, those dimension layers, I don't know, I didn't know anything about this stuff then. He'd obviously sort of come through to me in that dream state and checked in and let me know that he was fine and checked in with me. And a long story short, yeah, from then I managed to heal and fix myself. And let me kind of try and break that down, describe it, because like I say, I'd seen every doctor, I tried every medication, I had tried everything you could imagine. I had not, by the way, heard of yoga or meditation or spirituality or any of that. I was born in Bermuda, like I said, but I moved to the UK when I was like, I don't know, a baby. So I grew up in like a tiny village, middle of nowhere, middle of the countryside in England. Yoga, meditation was not a thing on my radar. Never experienced it or heard of it. But yeah, I started to, you know, from then on, that point on, that experience, I started to, when I was feeling low and that heaviness, just drop into what we would know now as a child's pose. And I would just cry, but really like primarily, like I would open my mouth and I would just almost like these noises, these sounds. It was what we would know now as sounds, as in like mantra or om, but I didn't know what this was. It seemed to, I don't want to make this sound really woo-woo, I'm simply just relaying my experience, but it was kind of like I downloaded or was given, maybe on that night, I don't know, maybe it came through on that night, I was given the information on how to take this heavy ass energy, this heavy emotion, out of my body, and I mean begin to release it. And now this is where all my work comes in. If you know me, if you worked with me, or you've done my meditations, my yoga online from my online studio, practiced with me in person, whatever, worked with me with coaching, you know that I work with the energy body, with the chakras, with the meridians, with the emotional body, and the way that our emotions sit and store in different points and parts of our body, different chakras. The vibrations of our emotions resonate with different energy centers in the body, and so we can understand where they sit, where we hold blocked heavy emotions, start to understand how to clear that, whether it's through yoga, meditation, breath work, sound. But I didn't know anything like this then. And so, yeah, I managed to heal myself through just dropping into, like I say, I didn't know what it was, but just dropping into, I mean, think of child's pose. What you're doing is you're opening, taking the knees wide and drawing your heart towards the earth. You are opening, what I now know, is the second chakra at the hips, what is dana. You're opening the heart chakra, the anahata, the heart, and you are bringing them down, laying them on the earth, grounding that energy. And with each big exhale, with each, you know, release of vocal, of sound, you are shifting that heavy, stagnant energy, that vibrational frequency has a place to go. Think of how lightning, that high vibrational charge, shoots through the sky. And we use like grounding rods. It hits a grounding rod, or it hits the earth. And the earth takes that energy. It makes it neutral. It takes it to 0 point. It disperses it. It 0 points it. And it's the same if you bring those chakras and you let your mouth open and you roar, cry, scream, shout, just make that sound, that vibration into the ground, you start to shed and let go. And of course, there's a lot more to it than that. All of my 20s and 30s to this point have been studying this, understanding it, working with myself, working with clients, bringing this healing in it is so primal, so potent. And yeah, so jumping around a bit, but yeah, that's where we get to sort of releasing. I'm going to talk about the energy work, by the way. This is why I needed to start here with this episode. We will talk about the energy work, the chakras, the emotions, all of that stuff in other episodes. And that's why I'm also launching the section on my online yoga studio on my website that's, you know, not just the yoga and meditations, but the holistic lifestyle coaching, the how to coach yourself, because I need people to know, this is why I do what I do. I need people to know, firstly, how to shift, how to heal, how to get rid of this heavy, stuck emotion in our body. I also need people to know that there is so much more than just this thinking mind and this physical body of ours made of skin and bone and muscle tissue. And it's that night, that experience that showed me we are energy, we are so much more. This is not it, this time and space. And that is everything that I needed to know. Hang on a second, we are so much more than what we think we are. And this is why I really kind of home in and specialize in meditation teacher training, because I want people, and I specialize in meditation as well, I want people to understand we are so much more. We are this energy body, we're these spiritual beings, and I want to teach people to go and teach other people that, because everybody needs to know this, everybody. So yeah, it started like that, and honestly I kind of started to do that work, shift, and get myself to this point. Now, I cannot tell you, I would call it a rebirth. I am not the same person. I haven't had an experience, a heaviness like that since then. This is going back like sort of 12, 13, maybe more years. I have not. I have, you know, I'll have a day where I feel a bit tearful. I have something that's a bit heavy and it's like, oh God, that's heavy. That feels a little bit sad or emotional. But it is so, so surface level compared to the depth of pain before, where I felt I could not live on this planet in that state, in that pain. The understanding that I have managed to kind of come to, I suppose, with my emotional body. If I'm going through something, I find it so easy now to shift that emotion, to look at what is good and right in my life instead of what is wrong. And I can't tell you, I stumble over my words here because I cannot tell you, I don't know a point where I've had in the past sort of maybe 10 years where I've had a day that has felt anything like I did before. It's like every day was hell, and suddenly every day in my life feels like heaven, like paradise. There are days that are boring, there are days that stuff is going on, there's you know, heaviness, but still I have this underlying feeling of, oh my God, life is so good, I'm so excited. I now cry so easily through just the joy and beauty of life and how good it feels to just be alive. And yeah, it's the biggest contrast, but it is why I dedicate my life to this. Is it fair that I have managed to get to this point and heal when so many people are struggling and suffering? No. Do I have a reason as to why? No. I cannot tell you, I cannot explain, and I know it's not fair. I know that people struggle and suffer for years and they try everything, and there isn't a one size fits all. There is only understanding that we are energy beings. We have to root everything we do, everything we say, every action in unconditional love, because that is the vibration of our soul. That is what we were before we were born. That is what we are underneath the layers of the busy mind, the emotions, the labels we give to ourselves under the physical body. It is what we return to, that unconditional love. It is that energy that we return to when we die. And so maybe I had the heaviness as a child for zero reason that I can understand. Clearly wasn't a chemical imbalance, clearly wasn't any of these things, or I'd still be feeling it now. Maybe it was so that I could have this awakening point and then share it with others. Maybe. I don't know. I'm never really going to get that answer. But I wanted to share my experience and why I do what I do, I teach what I do, and the importance of that. We're going to talk through all of this. We're going to understand all of it in later episodes. We're going to do the learning, the teaching. I'm going to, of course, always weave it back to my personal life. And like I say, I would love for you to get in touch, share how you're feeling on any of these topics. I know that this one's been a deep one, a heavy one. But yeah, please do sort of let me know how you have found it, how it has landed for you. The most important thing we can do is do our own shadow work. I specialize a lot with shadow work in my meditations. The ones that you find online on my online yoga studio, the ones that I teach in person, and working with holistic lifestyle coaching clients, I always start with the shadow work. Because in order to go upwards, to move towards the higher chakras, to move towards the third eye chakra, the crown chakra, there's higher vibrations that connect us back to that energy, the essence of who we are, the connection with the universe, the consciousness out there. We can only get to those higher chakras if we work through the lower ones, the yin chakras, the spaces that hold the heavy emotion, the experiences from here and now and this lifetime. So yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to go through and talk about. But yeah, if you kind of have an interest in the bits of, okay, well, that place between awake and asleep, our brain waves shift into this theta state. So we have different brain waves and frequencies. But awake and asleep, we drift into a sort of theta state, and it allows us to connect to beyond time and space. So think of, you know, when you're in that lighter sleep, when you're dreaming, it's those states where we can start to step away from this time and space. When you dream, it's very rarely to do with what you've been doing that day or what's happening tomorrow. We transcend this time and space. And this is actually to do with chakras that run across the sides. The seven main chakras run from the base of the spine up and out of the crown of the head. We have chakras that run sort of horizontal also, beyond and across the body. And they are to do with this time and space dimension. We can start to tap into them in certain brainwave frequencies, like awake and asleep state, but also through meditation. Now, this is a big topic, and I'm going to go into this in more detail, but not in this episode. Not in this episode. I wanted this to just be a bit of a share on where I'm at in my journey, why I do this work. And I want the other episodes to be about learning, understanding. You might decide you want a notepad and a pen for the other episodes. Like I say, they'll keep coming back to my personal experience and I'll weave it through, but there's going to be a lot of learning. I want to teach you the stuff that I have spent, you know, over the past decade learning and understanding. A lot of people ask me where I get my information. Yes, I read books. Yes, I, you know, do courses and trainings, of course, but I actually have... Meditation is the center of my life. It's my favorite thing in the world. And a lot of the stuff, I don't like saying downloads either, by the way, but a lot of the stuff comes through meditation, comes through as kind of downloads is how you would perhaps describe it. But I don't like the sort of spiritual ego energy that we have with, oh, I got a download. I just hate that. I hate that. So yeah, I'm going to share all at a later episode. Please let me know, you know, how you're doing, how you're feeling. I know it was a heavy one today. If you feel called to, please share this podcast. Please go ahead and leave me a little rating. It really helps. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you. Cannot wait to connect with you very soon. Sending lots of love your way.